Essay 12. Punishment never cures anything. Alexander Sutherland Neill. The usual defense of punishment is that it is intended to act as a deterrent. I think that the deterrent argument is simply a rationalization. The motive for punishment is revenge, not deterrence. In the home, punishment is a projection of anger. Father, having been put on the mat by his boss, may come home and leather his son for having spilled a half a glass of milk. Punishment is hate. A woman who hits her child does not love that child. In the case of children, physical punishment is always cowardly. It's hitting someone who cannot hit back. The headmaster will not cane the school janitor when he is obviously a bit drunk, but he will cane the schoolboy whose breath smells of cigarettes. The school bully never hits someone bigger than himself. The most horrifying thing about corporal punishment is that the children who receive it carry on the tradition when they themselves become parents. This, combined with the total lack of instruction in child care in our schools, perpetuates the hatred that makes our sick world. The violence of thugs has its roots in the spanking nursery. Happy, free people do not beat their children. To a child, punishment means I am not loved. The worst female criminal in the world is the mother who says, "Mommy doesn't love you anymore." Punishment induces fear, and as any psychologist will tell you, fear lingers on long after its beginning.